Disappointing news at the holidays for steelworkers in Michigan. U.S. Steel says it plans to close its iron and steelmaking operations at its Great Lakes work site outside of Detroit. Up to 1,500 jobs are at risk, raising the question of just how much the president's steel tariffs have helped the domestic steel industry. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. And Mike, what do we know so far about these closures?
Well, Peter, like you said, it's more than 1,500 jobs at facilities in Michigan. And this announcement really comes amid a flurry of other bad news about U.S. Steel. They basically warned investors that they lost a lot of money in the fourth quarter and that they'll have to drastically reduce the dividend they pay on their stock. The one thing about these plants that I would add, however, is the company refers to this as idling the plants mm-hmm. rather than permanently shutting them down. So in theory, that means they could be brought back up online and some of the jobs restored in the future if the market conditions are favorable. You know, I know that's little solace to the people who lost the jobs, but it doesn't sound like it's a permanent closure right. necessarily.
Right. Those jobs might come back. All right. U.S. Steel shares are down about 60%. For the year. Tell me more about that. Why is the company struggling so much?
Well, one of the big problems is, you know, in theory, the tariffs on imported steel should have helped U.S. steelmakers. But the rest of the trade war has really done a lot of damage to the manufacturing industry in the country. It's basically shrinking. You know, it's being called a manufacturing recession because of all the uncertainty and the tariffs in the trade war. And those are basically U.S. Steel's main customers. And on top of that, U.S. Steel itself, you know, apart from the trends in the industry, it's really struggled with its strategy. It has a lot of aging plants that really need massive overhauls to be more efficient and more safe. Their competitors have much more technologically advanced plants that they're competing with. So they've had this sort of shifting strategy on how to deal with that. And this is kind of the latest chapter of that.
Now, I also see that the natural gas market is down about – the prices are down about 45% this year, which also might be connected to this problem at U.S. Steel, right?
You know, I think it's a part of the headwind for the company overall. But when you think about how U.S. Steel works, it basically locates – some of these plants near their biggest customers. So, for example, for the energy, the oil and gas drillers in Texas, there is a mill there that produces the pipes they need. These plants we're talking about are near Detroit. Their biggest customers are the auto industry. So one of the things that was sort of the final nail in the coffin for these plants was the big GM strike in the fall that kind of really hurt their main customers for about a month there.
I want to hear from this clip from President Trump. He was in Pennsylvania in August talking to workers about the future of the industry.
Okay, I don't want to be overly crude. Your business was dead. And I put a little thing called a 25% tariff on all of the dump steel all over the country. And now your business is thriving.
Just quickly, Mike, what do you make of that? I mean, it is true that it got better for a while in the steel industry.
I think the issue is, apart from being overly crude or not, President Trump is overly unpredictable. It's basically a strategy of his. And that makes it very difficult for companies like U.S. Steel that need to make these massive long-term investments to really know what to do.
Yeah. Mike Regan, Bloomberg News. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.